Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. Today, we have a great show. I'm super excited. I have Whitney Nicely with me today. And Whitney went from no investments or strategies to 19 houses, 19 apartment units, and 7 chunks of land in less than 3 years, all bringing monthly money to her bank account on autopilot. She has traveled the United States, speaking on stages, teaching her simple strategies, and meeting with other successful real estate investors, and still buying houses the way she teaches others. Whitney is a dog mom to Abby, the Labby, 130 pounds of loving fur, wifey to Jason East, an apartment investor, stepmom to Gavin, who's 12, and Harrison, who's 10. Since 2016, Whitney has led and trained hundreds of future real estate rock stars to grow their portfolios, collect checks, and achieve financial freedom. 100s of real estate's newbies are securing leads, signing deals, and scaling their dream incomes through the First Deal Done Fast program. It's my pleasure to welcome Whitney to the show.
Hey, Belinda. Thanks for having me. This is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Thanks so much for being on. So why don't you just take a few minutes here in your own words, and, you know, bios are great, but just fill us in a little bit about your journey, sort of the gaps in that bio, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing today.
So I'm a fourth generation entrepreneur. My great grandfather started trucking in 1939. So I was raised by entrepreneurs, and a lot of entrepreneurs also get into real estate investing. So my family started buying properties in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. My mom has always had a real estate portfolio. So I grew up knowing that money was going to come in the mailbox every single month, and it just happened. So that being my history, when I was in my 20s and I woke up one day and realized that I didn't have any money coming to the mailbox. And I was like, Mom, where's my money? And she said, well, you have to buy something first, silly. So that's when it clicked in my head finally that I was going to have to get out on my own, figure out what was going on, and start investing. It took me about 5 years to really get started, and I really went broke trying to get rich. But once I got in a rhythm and I found a strategy and a plan that worked for me, that's when I took off like a rocket.
Well, that's exciting. And then that's what you're doing today. And so now you've also transitioned in training programs. I'm taking it in helping others to have a good plan or strategy and not have to do the whole trial by error. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people want to go about real estate investing the old, slow, boring way. And that's, you know, paying cash for properties and waiting, you know, however long, maybe 50 years, till they start actually making money on it. A lot of people go into real estate investing, they don't even have a formula. They don't know when they are going to get their money. They just know that they get checks every month, and that's good enough. Well, that's not good enough anymore.
Interesting. So are you going to share, as we continue on this, just a little bit of couple of tips or something on what people can expect from your ongoing training? I would love that.
Sure. I mostly teach people how to buy houses now. When I started, I was buying land, and I bought a half acre piece of industrial land, which is the top of the real estate totem pole. And I paid $1,500 at an auction, public auction. Anybody could have bought it. I paid $1,500, and 6 months later, I was renting the driveway for $250 a month. So when I started renting that property to my neighbor, they actually paid me back rent from the time that I'd owned the property. So on my very first check, I got $1,500 back, and I was back in the black, back in the clear. And now I rent the driveway for $250, but I also rent that lot, that vacant, empty piece of dirt for $500. So I get $750 a month off a $1,500 a month investment. And I really encourage other people to start small like that. Buy as much land as you can, because the process is going to be the same. Going to closing is going to be the same. You learn how to read the documents. You learn how to talk to people. You learn how to negotiate. And then when you get into houses, when you get into apartments, when you get into whatever else, you just start adding zeros and commas to the mix. But it's the same process. So I tell everybody to start small.
That's great. Good advice. So then tell us a little bit then, how has being an entrepreneur or your business with your real estate, how's that affected your lifestyle?
I've been investing on my own since 2014. So for about 3 years, I've been investing on my own. And I made six figures the first year that I was into this and kept two of my houses. In 2015, I kept like 14 houses. And so now that I've got rent money coming in every month, I don't have to go out and do a deal every single month. I don't have to chase a clear to close like a regular real estate agent would. I don't have to chase my tenants around because the way I set things up, they have an incentive to pay me on time. So I don't have to go running around chasing down my money every month. It just comes into my bank account. So in 3 years, I went from working four jobs at the family company and investing part-time on the side to basically being retired by the time I'm 32.
Wow.
And it's totally possible. I looked at the math earlier. If you buy one house a month and you average making $300 a month off each house, so in 2 years, you would have 24 houses, and $300 a month times 24 houses is $7,200 a month. In 2 years, most people would be happy to collect $7,200 a month profit and not have to go to their 9-to-5, or they'd be a whole lot happier at their 9-to-5 knowing that they were making twice as much money now.
Wow. That's just a simple little mathematical plan, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so when you say 300, you mean you're clearing 300 over and above what your particular mortgage is on that particular facility.
Absolutely. Yep. And 300 is just the minimum.
Yep.
A lot of my students get $500 a month off their property. Some of them get $1,000 a month off every property. I have one student who is doing $10,000 a month off one property because it's in a vacation rental pool.
Wow.
So one deal a year and she makes 10 grand.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I think so. I didn't do that on my first deal.
So then share with us, Whitney, what you feel a couple of your really good skill sets are that have really helped you to be successful in this.
A lot of regular real estate coaches, and I mean like brokers or mentors or people that are going to help you get listings or, you know, do regular real estate, they're really focused on making sure that you get listings and represent buyers and you keep feeding deals to mortgage brokers and you keep attorneys happy doing regular stuff and you fit the mold for, you know, 60% of the market and you just do it on repeat until you die. And then a lot of other real estate coaches that are in kind of my space that are into weird real estate, they teach you how to make $100,000 a month and run and hire all these people and do all this stuff and spend all this money. And I don't do either one of those. I really teach people how to be lean and mean, how to either be a one-woman show or a one-man band and not overwhelm yourself and not burn yourself out. But really take it one step at a time. And if your goal is to make $10,000 a month, that's fine. That's awesome. You could do this for 2.5 years and break 10 grand a month. And I think a 2.5 year retirement plan is a lot better than a 30 or 40 year retirement plan, you know?
Yes.
And doing one deal a month, you're not going to have to miss ball games. You're not going to have to take time off from the job. You're not going to have to run around town like a chicken with your head cut off. That's a very solid plan. One deal a month, and in less than 3 years, you should hit your $10,000 a month goal. Also, though, the way I teach how to buy and sell houses, every time you get a tenant buyer into a house and you're making $300, maybe $500 a month off of them, they will also give you $10,000 or $15,000 to move into this house. So if you were doing my 24-month plan to get to the $7,200, you would also have to realize that you would get $240,000 in cash to have a nest egg in your bank account to fall back on. And that's what most people aren't teaching about real estate. Most of the time when people talk about real estate, they only have one plan, and that's to buy low and sell high.
Right.
But there's so many other ways to make money in real estate without using your cash, without pulling money out of a bank, without pulling money out of your 401k. to actually go out and find some sellers, help the sellers, help some tenant buyers, and help yourself at the same time. It's beautiful. And the math is totally there to support it.
Wow. That is, it's very intriguing. I'll say that much. Even for myself, somebody listening on the show today, it's like, it's extremely intriguing because I think a lot of people think, you know, well, that's something I could do, especially even as sort of the side hustle to help contribute to, like you said, your regular 9-to-5 job. But I don't think they know how to get there. So that's what your course helps them do. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And not only is it just my course that helps them, I'm in there every day answering questions, helping push, motivate. And there's so much negativity in this world. I mean, all you have to do is turn the TV on and you'll hear a bad story.
Right.
So I like to make sure that I keep my students and myself really grounded in we're only trying to do one deal a month. We only need one good motivated seller. We don't need 52,000 people to work with. There's 52,000 people that we could probably help. But we only need that one at a time. And if you're just focusing on one goal, on one thing, on one step at a time, you're more likely to get a lot further than if you're trying to do and help a million different people at the same time.
Right. So, Whitney, what's one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something you're really proud of?
I have more rental houses than my mom. And she has been investing since 1978.
Wow.
And I'm super proud of that. Not that my mom is my competition, even though we buy in the same little neighborhoods. So sometimes she is my competition. But it's also just that good, I guess, competition amongst us to see, you know, what are you doing? What are you buying? And it takes it from being, you know, a mother-daughter role to being really friends, but to being business partners as well. And so she and I can discuss things that most mother-daughter couples don't discuss. And growing up the way I did, I don't know what else to talk to my mom about except business. So doing our real estate deals is definitely what keeps us bonded.
And I'm sure it isn't also in addition to the competition, it's like it's learning how to streamline things. Like I'm sure she did it the way she knew how. And she was successful, but it, like you said, took her much longer. And it's learning new strategies. It's learning new technologies. It's learning new opportunities and loopholes, if you will. And I think that that's probably what's allowed you to own more in that same period of time, because she might have been doing things in a much different way, which is what we see.
Absolutely. My mom is also an instigator. She likes to poke the bear a little bit. And she'd be like, go on, Whitney, go do it. Go, let's see what you can do. Get out there. I have no idea what you're doing, but you go do it.
So then,
my mom is great.
What's a challenge then that maybe you faced, and then how you worked through that?
Especially when I started, I was young. I was 28, I think, when I was starting to really get into real estate, and I had a lot of sellers that would say, "Well, is your husband coming to do the negotiations?" No. And then I had just a couple months ago, actually. I mean, I've got 19 houses. I've done 57 deals in the last 3 years. Like, I do a lot of real estate transactions by myself. And I had a seller who is a friend of my mom's who sends me messages quite frequently just talking about real estate and this and that and the other. And he mentioned that he was going to want to sell one of his rental houses. And I made him an offer. I thought it was a very good offer, very, very fair. And he said, yeah, we could totally do that as long as your mom co-signs.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, the only response I sent him was that I'm not a child.
Wow. There you go.
So that is the biggest struggle for me is, you know, making sure that people are looking at me, especially because I do business in my hometown. A lot of people, you know, is like when I go to church, oh, I remember when you were 6, you know, they still look at me like a little kid. And so a lot of times that's what I really struggle with, is making sure that I'm getting out from under, sometimes out from under my mom's shadow, but also out from under people just looking at me like a kid. I don't fit the mold to be a real estate investor, I guess.
There you go. And I think that's something that is a constant work in progress. I can tell you, I've been doing this in my space as a consultant and trainer to many startup companies. And, you know, I talked with this woman. We told her exactly what we could do. And then I didn't hear from her. We followed up, didn't hear from her. A year later, she comes back to me and it's like, well, I went with this other group, which is all ran by men. And I said, why? Like, what was it that they offered that are telling you that we weren't, that you felt that they were more experienced. And she basically flat out said it. Well, I think it was because they were all men and I felt like they knew more. But now a year later, she's further behind than where she was and now wants me to fix it. And I still struggle with that, even though I've been 37 years in working in this type of business. And so I think we're always going to be sort of facing that. Whether you're young and you're successful, whether you're a woman and you're successful, you're going to be constantly working against these stereotypes that people have. And I think that is a true challenge that a lot of people just don't really want to discuss or talk about or face, but it's very real. And you do have to know, you're constantly having to sell yourself in a way that people take you seriously.
I agree. I had an incident this week with some codes inspectors. I'm buying in a new part of the country and they didn't know who I was. And they just thought I was just some little girl coming and buying houses, I guess. And I'm a firecracker. And I definitely let them know what I thought about them and the way that they were treating me. And I actually, my husband didn't tell me, but he went and spoke with them this morning. And they had a completely different attitude when he got there than when they were dealing with me, which also makes me want to go kind of crazy.
Yeah, right on. But at least they're getting a better attitude, right?
Supposedly, they said they looked me up online, and I don't know what they found. There's probably lots about me online, but they had a different attitude with him than they did with me, for sure.
Okay. So what's working from your happy place mean to you?
It's a lot of power, actually, and it gives me a lot of freedom to be able to do whatever it is I want to do. If I want to go out and buy a house, I can. If I want to coach more people and help them reach their happy place, I can. It also means that I don't have to fight traffic on Monday mornings. I can sit on the back porch and drink coffee and watch the birds every day instead of just on Saturdays and Sundays. So I do a lot of things that keep me in my happy place, especially when I have some tails showing their feathers and I need to stay in my happy place.
There you go. And I think that's another thing for people to understand is being an entrepreneur is being able to set your own schedule much of the time. And it is, you know, working from home or not having to face that traffic. But at the same time, there's a tremendous amount of work at any given time. It could be at 10 o'clock at night. I mean, I do calls at, you know, especially with my clients that are in Australia, I'm doing conference calls at midnight because I choose to do that conference call at midnight. And maybe at 8 o'clock, I was out to dinner with my family. But I don't think people see both sides of that fence. There's give and take and there's still work. You're just choosing to do it on your terms, but it's still a tremendous amount of work.
It is. I just think, though, you can work for maybe 5, maybe 10 years. And work really good and hard and pull those midnight calls. And then for the next 30 or 40 years, you might not.
Right.
But if you sign up to keep a job for 40 years, you're definitely going to be in it all 40 years. And you may not get anything on the other side.
That's absolutely right. So this is a good transition into our next question, which I think is a big one. And that is, what advice would you give to, I want you to answer this in two ways. One, others who want to be entrepreneurs, so having their own business. But then what advice would you give to someone who's just listening to this and thinks, man, you know, I wouldn't even know where to begin to get involved in the real estate market. So let's start with just what advice would you give to entrepreneurs?
I tell everybody to keep going, whether you're in the middle of a good deal or if it's a bad deal, whether you have no idea what the next step is, whether you know 10 steps down the road, but you don't know the next 3 or 4 steps, keep going because you're going to figure it out. Somebody's going to come across your path that's going to know those steps and help you get to that other side. So keep going. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't get frustrated. You can cry on the kitchen floor if you have to. You can take a nap if you have to. You can take the afternoon off. But don't quit. You have to keep going because otherwise you'll never know how far you could have gone.
That's great advice. In a nutshell, that's probably the most perfect advice. And so then what would you give to people who are listening to this and are intrigued and are saying, gosh, man, I need to get in that. Where would I start?
The best advice, especially if you're getting into real estate, don't look on the MLS. There's not any deals there. Those deals have been picked over and there's not any there. The best thing is to get in your car, take an hour, go driving around and see, just count. Count how many empty houses you can find in your neighborhood or in your zip code or in your little slice of the pie. Go find some empty houses, and I think you will be shocked to see how many opportunities are out there.
Wow, that's great advice. And then what are some exciting things that you're working on? And then I would love you to share with our listeners how they can find you.
I've been coaching for over a year, and I absolutely love it. So what I'm going to be doing coming up in the next couple months, and definitely starting in 2018, is I'm going to create a mastermind program. And I'm only going to take a limited number of people in it so that I can really work with you one-on-one and in a mastermind, a high-level system to get the deals done and really create those $7,200 months in less than 2 years.
Okay, that sounds great. And then how can people connect with you? How can they find you?
You can go to WhitneyNicely.com. And from there, you can hop into my Facebook group, WhitneyNicely.com/group, or you can, you know, check out what I've got available, book a call with me, listen to a podcast, all sorts of stuff, WhitneyNicely.com.
That sounds perfect. So, Whitney, this was great having you on today. It was some really great information, and congratulations on your success.
Thank you. This was fun, Belinda.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll keep in contact. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.